doing that we are doing that. Okay, thank you.
I want to greet my new brothers and sisters. Why are we brothers and sisters? We come from different places. We speak different languages. Our hair is different. So in what way are we brothers and sisters? I think it's because we have the same Heavenly Father. And so we gather today as a family of believers, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. I was looking at the news today and reading the news headlines. There were stories of a car exploding and killing people. There was one story about the United States sending lots of weapons to store in Europe in case they fight with Russia. There was a story about human trafficking, the selling of girls for sex slaves. There was a story about an athlete in America who was caught cheating to try to be better. He was taking drugs to be faster. It was not so long ago that we saw the pictures of the Christians being killed by the ISIS terrorists. When you listen to the news, do you ever ask, where is God? If God is good and God loves His people, why do these things happen? It's almost as if God is asleep and the world is doing its thing and is lost. In our personal lives, we feel it too. Maybe as a parent, you have a child who does not listen and is lost to you. Maybe your marriage is in trouble and you pray every day, but God doesn't seem to answer. Maybe there's a loved one who is sick and you pray and God doesn't seem to listen. I sometimes wonder, where, God, are you in this situation? If you have asked that question, we are not the first to ask God that question. I want to share with you a story in the Bible about a man who wondered, God, where are you? If you have your Bibles, it is the book of Habakkuk. It's hard to find. You might take a moment to try to find it. As you look for it, let me tell you about Habakkuk. He was a prophet with a heavy burden on his heart. He lived in a time that was full of trouble, just like today. It was 700 years before Christ, a long time ago. It's a very little book, only 3 chapters. It's a little book, but it has a big message. We see at the beginning of the book that Habakkuk's view of God was very small. Over the 3 chapters in Habakkuk, his view of God gets big. It's a small book, but it is quoted at least 3 other times in the Bible. The cry of the Reformation that the just shall live by faith comes from Habakkuk. Maybe you think that a pastor or a leader in the church doesn't have doubts or questions, but that's not true. We start in the book with a private conversation that Habakkuk has with God, and we get to look in as outsiders. We see that the beginning of the book shows that Habakkuk is a discouraged man. He is praying for revival and God does not seem to listen. He's wrestling and fighting with God over this matter of unanswered prayer. We will read chapter 1, verses 1 to 11.
I would from, I think it's from 1 to 11, okay?
Yeah, thank you. 我念第1章的1到11节， 先知哈巴谷所得的末世，他说：“耶和华啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因为强暴哀求你，你还不拯救；你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看好奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我的面前，又引起了争端和相斗的事。” 因此律法放松，公理也不被明显明，恶人围困一人，所以公理显然是颠倒的。耶和华说：“你们要向列国中观看，大大的惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事情。” 虽然有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残暴、残忍、暴躁之民。他通行遍地，占据那不属于自己的住处。他威武可畏，判断和势力都任意的发出。他的马是比豹更快，比晚上的豺狼更猛。马兵越踊跃争先，都从远方而来。他们飞跑如鹰抓食，他们的心都为行强暴而来，定住脸面向前，将那掳掠的人聚集，多如尘沙。他们讥笑君王，笑话首领，失效一切保障，逐类攻取。他以自己的势力为神，向风暴扫过，行为有罪。
Habakkuk raises a very serious accusation against God.
Yeah. 我们从第一章里面看到哈巴谷极力地向上帝抗议他心中的不满。
You're the Savior, but you're not saving.
你是个救世主，但是你为什么迟迟不施行拯救呢？
Everywhere around I look, there's just violence and destruction.
我眼睛所看到的都是暴力，都是一些残害。
In verse 5, we see God's reply to Habakkuk.
我们接下来看上帝怎么回应哈巴谷的祈祷。
And what does God say?
上帝怎么说？
He says, I am answering your prayer, but not in the way you expect.
是的，我绝对会回应你的祷告，但是我回应的绝不是按照你的预期的。
God says he's raising up Babylon, the terrible people who are violent to judge his people that he loves.
哈巴谷求上帝来毁灭那蹂躏他们的那个巴比伦人，但是上帝的回应却说：“我要兴起他们来管教我的子民。”
This is not what Habakkuk had in mind at all.
这个实在是出乎哈巴谷的预料。
But God has His own plans and ways to accomplish His will.
但是上帝他有他的计划，他有他的看见。
Is it possible that God uses even acts of terror to bring His people back to Himself?
上帝允许一些
Is it possible that God even uses acts of violence to bring His people back?
这是可能的，上帝透过一些暴力的事情，让他的子民回转向他。
The church in my country, in the United States, I can say has become very comfortable.
我可以说我的教会在美国是让我觉得很舒服的。
Life is easy.
我生活很容易。
When life is easy, we get lazy in our faith.
但是生活太安逸了，我们人都变懒了，我们人都不努力。
To wake up the church in America, I believe that God brings trials and tribulations into our country. To wake up a sleeping church, God may bring suffering into our midst. Please don't misunderstand. Not all suffering is God's judgment on His people.
但是不要误解啊，不是所有的苦难、所有的困难都是上帝用来惩罚他的子民的。
Sometimes suffering comes into our lives because we make bad choices.
更多的，我们的苦难是出于人错误的决定。
If I smoke cigarettes and I get cancer, I can't blame God. Some suffering comes because of Satan.
Because of Satan,
the devil.
Okay, yes, okay. Satan.
Some suffering comes because we live in a broken world.
甚至一些原因是因为我们就生活在这罪恶这个充满邪恶的时代里，以至于我们就被波及了。
And actually some suffering comes because we are doing the right thing.
更奇妙的，还有一个苦难是出自于因为我们的信心。
Last year, one of our missionaries who works in Nigeria had a bad experience. One of our missionaries from Libinzo.
Would you like to explain to why?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. 好，下来呢，刚才我们讲到一个，有些苦难是出于我们的信心。现在牧师要举一个例子，他曾经在宣教的时候的一个，那在那几年的一个例子。
She is a single woman working at an orphanage, doing good. She left the comfort of her home and her family and traveled all the way to Africa. Last year, some people broke into her home and held her hostage with a gun to her head. She feared for her life, and she feared for the children she was taking care of.
She feared.
Feared that she might be killed.
She was fearful. 她感受到她的威胁，她的家，她的孩子们都有可能被杀。
She feared she might be raped.
她有可能也要殉道。
They wanted her money and she had very little to give them.
这些强盗要的是钱，但是这些宣教士并没有钱。
She gave what she had, she gave her computer and her cell phone, and finally the men left after hitting her across the head. Why did she suffer? She was doing everything God wanted her to do. Sometimes our understanding of these things will never be known until we get to glory someday.
很多时候这样的事情发生了，我们并不能理解，直到有一天我们竟然可以去颂赞我们的神。
When I talked to this girl later, she said to me, this was my prayer during the whole time. The girl who was held up.
Okay. 好，刚才我们看到的这个例子听起来它是一个灾难，但是我们继续听到这个姐妹后来有什么见证。
She said, please, Lord, don't let me lose my love for the people. Don't let me lose my love for the people I am serving because of what they were doing to me.
So he talked to this bad guy? Or
I talked to her afterwards and her prayer in her mind.
好，然后他向上帝祷告，不要让我虽然面对这样的歹徒，但是他仍然向上帝祷告。
God is just. This is what Habakkuk thought. God is just, and if I pray, God will do what I want. We need to pray, Lord, your will be done.
We need to pray.
We don't always see the whole picture. I was driving to the airport in Washington, D.C. There were so many roads that I was not sure where do they all go. I was afraid to get the wrong road.
Yeah.
I was confused as to how it all fit together. When I went into the airport, the flight I am waiting for was delayed, so I had lots of time to walk around. They had a display in the window that showed a picture of the whole airport from the sky. I looked for the road that I had followed as I came into the airport. Now it made sense. I could see where the roads went and where they connected, because I could see the big picture. Sometimes in life, when we are facing the trials of life, all we see are what's in front of our face at that day. When Habakkuk was praying, all he saw was the violence around him. He thought God was not working, but God said, I am working, just not the way you think I am. When you are going through trials right now, we need to trust that God has our life in His big picture, that it makes sense, but maybe not right at that moment. Remember what I said at the beginning, in the start of the book, Habakkuk's view of God was very small. As the book goes on, his view of God gets to be big. As the book continues. And for you and I, God would have us believe that He is in control, that God is sovereign, that the events that we see in the news, He is still at the controls. God raised up evil Babylon to revive His people through judgment. A few years ago, I was on the island of Papua New Guinea. My wife and I were serving there as missionaries. Papua New Guinea was controlled by the Japanese during World War II. There were Liebenzell missionaries working there during the time when the Japanese were there. In 1942, the Japanese gathered the missionaries together, put them on a ship, and took them out to sea. While out at sea, the order came to kill them. We understand from the accounts of those on the ship that they were strung up, shot, and dropped into the water. The people were killed.
Okay,
they were killed on the ship.
Yeah. 好，就在这个船上面，这些人都要被杀。
I was at the church where also the airplanes bombed the village and 30 people were killed during the war.
我当时在那里的那个地方，那个教会，就是当年被破坏30个人杀的地方。
The Japanese tried to wipe out the Christians.
日本人当时是极力的是要把基督徒毁灭。
If we kill them, then Christianity will no longer be on this island.
好，如果这些基督徒都被杀了，那么这个岛就没有基督徒了。
It did not work because God has a bigger picture in mind.
但是日本人并没有得逞，因为上帝在这里有他的计划。
50 years after this event, I'm in this church that had been destroyed by the bombs.
50 年后，我在这个教会，这个教会就是当年被毁的教会。
The church is full of Christians.
50年后，这个教会是充满了基督徒，满满的人。
They are celebrating the testimony of these missionaries who were killed.
上帝的大屠杀反而成为现在这些教会基督徒们庆祝的日子。
At the front of the church, they had a sign that's a quote from Genesis.
然后在这个教会里，甚至于他们已经有了一句，就是一句经文，是从圣经的创世纪来的。
It's the verse where Joseph tells his brothers what man intended for evil, God intended for good.
是的，这句话是从圣经创世纪第50:20，就是约瑟当年。被他哥哥们卖到埃及之后，后来他对他哥哥们说：“哥哥们，当时你们看是你们把我陷害到埃及，但是是神在做这件事。所以人看我是坏的，说不定神用他的祝福在这里，是化咒诅为祝福的神。”
When the missionaries were killed, everybody was wondering, "Where's God?"
这些基督徒，这些宣教士被杀，反而。我们后来的基督徒反而为此更求神来纪念。
Just as in Habakkuk's day, God was at work in ways that nobody understood. Just as in the time of Habakkuk.
Yeah.
In the same way, God was at work, and the church today is alive and well.
好的，所以当时哈巴谷这样的困难，哈巴谷呼吁上帝拯救他自己，虽然上帝没有当时。
That God was at work in the same
way. Anyway, 就这么简单，没有那么复杂。但我想是重复了就是 anyway， 神的工作仍然继续在做，没有因为破坏的工作而停止。
We need to see how the book ends because this is very important.
我们必须把这本书看到最后，这是非常重要的。
In the beginning, in chapter 1, Habakkuk is shaking his fist. Where are you, God? I don't know where you are.
是的，从第一章我好像看到哈巴谷不断地问上帝，你为什么这样？为什么你在哪？
And at the end of the book, he accepts by faith that God is at work, even in ways he does not understand.
但是到了最后，哈巴谷看到上帝作为了，他知道上帝的意念高过他一切。就算上帝目前没有采取行动，但是神让他因信而有这个盼望。
Turn to chapter 3, verse 16 to 19, and I'll have you read that.
Thank you. Okay. 现在我们要来一起看《哈巴谷书》第三章最后的第16-19节。
16 to 19.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. 这就是刚才我们诗歌里有唱到的。16-19节，我听见耶和华的声音，我的身体颤栗，我的嘴唇发颤，我骨中朽烂，我在所立之处颤栗，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯禁之人上来。虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力，田地不出粮食。原圈中的羊也绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢喜，因救我的神喜乐，
是我的力量，他使我的脚快如猛鹿的蹄，他使我稳行高处。
What we see is this, that Habakkuk's feelings were not controlled by the events around him.
Yes.
好，从最后那个哈巴谷，他已经脱离了身边的各样的环境，已经影响不了。
His feelings were based on his faith in God.
他的感觉，他的灵已经随着上帝的带领。
This gives me and you hope.
这也是给了你我都有盼望。
When I read the headlines and all the bad news, I don't want to focus on that, but I want to focus on God, you are still in control.
每当我们每次看新闻的时候，头条新闻、这些新闻虽然让我们难受，但是我们不绝望，因为我们知道我们神是我们的盼望。
In your personal situation, with your children, your marriage, or an illness, God is still in control.
在我们每一个人的生活当中，无论是我们跟孩子的关系，或者我们跟夫妻之间的关系，人与人之间的关系，我们的一切都在神的手中。
Just because he does not answer your prayer the way you want to, does not mean he is not working behind the scenes.
Yeah.上帝的回答常常出于我们的期待，上帝我们的神不是我们求什么就给，乃是他按着他的计划，他的美意来成就。
My prayer is that you can find your own way to apply the message of God's word today.
是的、
My prayer for everybody.
Yeah, 好的，牧师的祝福也祝福每一个人能够跟哈巴谷一样，我把我的盼望只放在神，定睛在神。
Tonight, when you put your head down on the pillow to sleep,
今天晚上如果我睡觉的时候
，do so with peace in your heart that God is in control.
是，愿我的心里可以平安。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。